Welcome to the Treasure Corner, where we discuss all things concerning metal detecting and treasure hunting. I'm Dan Hughes. If you'd like to send me an email or drop me an MP3 voicer about the show, the email address here is thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And please visit our website, thetreasurecorner.com. Today, we're going to talk about detecting the yards of private homes. But first, I want to start with a word of warning about digging in general, and that is this. Be careful when you use your hand to examine the hole you've just dug. I've cut myself more times than I can count, getting too excited, jamming my fingers down into the hole I had dug, and encountering sharp bits of metal or glass. I've even read of people getting jabbed by discarded hypodermic needles when they were digging in parks known as nighttime hangouts for druggies. Old guns and rusty knives are also distinct possibilities, so be very careful when you put your hand down into that hole you've dug. And now, let's talk about detecting yards. First, I've found that, generally speaking, the very best yards to detect meet three criteria. They are 1. Older homes, 2. In downtown areas, 3. On corner lots. I own a house that was built in 1917 on a corner lot near downtown Urbana, Illinois. I know it was built in 1917 because when I replaced the bathroom sink, I found written in pencil on the wall behind the splash block, "This sink installed May 12, 1917 by L.A. Taylor," and I confirmed the construction year by finding my address listed in the 1917 city directory, but not in the 1916 city directory. Now, when I say my house is near downtown, I mean that it's 2 blocks from a bank, 2 blocks from the high school, 3 blocks from the middle school, 3 blocks from an elementary school, and 4 blocks from the downtown shopping area. People walk by the house all day, going to and from the places I just listed, and they always have money in their pockets. Kids buy school lunches or candy bars and soft drinks, adults feed parking meters and buy all sorts of things in town. And since I'm on a corner lot, people cut across the corner of my yard to save a little time. In the grassy area between the sidewalk and the street, an area just large enough to set up a tightly spaced croquet set, I've found over 100 coins. I found another 25 coins in the side yard. Both the front yard and the side yard are on the street since it's a corner house. Now let's look at some of the best places to detect in a yard. In the front yard, pay particular attention to the strips of grass that adjoin the sidewalks. Most people walk on the sidewalks, and dropped coins often roll or bounce off the sidewalk into the grass right at the edge of the sidewalk. Scan the areas under the edge of the porch, where coins may have fallen after rolling off the porch. Look further under the porch if there's room for children to play and hide. Under clotheslines can be especially productive, because coins, knives, pens, and who knows what else can easily fall out of pockets when pants are hung upside down, or shirts are shook out before they're hung up to dry. And if you don't see a clothesline, look to see if there's evidence of where a clothesline may have been in the past, and figure out where the clothes would have hung. Look near the side door or back door of the house, and wherever there is evidence of people walking frequently. From the door to the garbage can, from the house to the garage, from the back door to the tool shed. Examine the lay of the land to determine what were likely to be commonly used paths. Obviously, look around swing sets and other outdoor play equipment. Hunt carefully around trees, especially on the side that is shady in the late afternoon and under all limbs that might have been used for climbing, swinging, or chinning. Check the corners of the yard carefully, especially if the yard is fenced. Check around the barbecue, the lawn furniture, and in fact everywhere in the backyard if children played there. If the neighborhood kids had Saturday afternoon football games in the backyard, you should have a field day. Scan next to the driveway, and especially right next to where the driver's door is when the car is parked. People often flip change out of their pockets when they take out their car keys. People often flip change out of their pockets when they take out their car keys. And finally, if there's a garden area in the yard, there's a good chance you can find a ring or two there. Just be careful around those tomatoes and roses. Following these tips should make your next yard hunt more productive. Remember, if you work smarter, you may not have to work longer. And so ends another exciting episode of The Treasure Corner. As always, drop us a line or a voicer MP3 note to thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And check out our website, thetreasurecorner.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Hughes in The Treasure Corner.